Let's go. She's back. We have not talked in way too long. Cheryl.
No, I thought maybe you had ditched me.
I would never ditch you, Cheryl. I would never ditch you. So, Cheryl,
oh my gosh.
If you have 30 minutes during the day to listen to WCCO Radio, it's a busy schedule for you. You only have 30 minutes available. Are you listening to that bozo son of yours with Jordana, or are you listening to this show?
I listen to your show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. January 31st, 1975. What happened?
Yep.
What happened that day? January 31st, 1975.
Well, we had an ice storm that day, and it was time for Adam to come into the world. And
yep.
So the doctor was a little concerned. He thought maybe I should pitch a tent in the parking lot. But anyhow, we got there in time, and he was born.
By February 1st, were you already regretting the decision to have him?
he was a really good baby. And I was not regretting. And it was nice. My daughter Sarah was born first,
yes,
4 years before Adam. And so it was nice to have a boy. And the doctor, the minute he came out, the first thing the doctor said was, oh, gosh, it's another hockey player for South St. Paul.
He knew right away.
Yeah.
He knew right away. How did you feel? It was about a decade ago when he was playing D-League hockey in South St. Paul, and his friends kicked him off the team, said he wasn't good enough anymore to play D-League hockey.
I never heard D-League hockey.
Yeah, yeah. That's your son.
Oh. Well, hockey was not his sport. I'll just say that much. He got in one varsity game.
Yep.
And it was when we played White Bear Lake. And White Bear Lake was the number one in the state. And here comes South St. Paul. We had a lot of injuries on the defense. So they pulled Adam up from JV because Adam was of good size. So now he's playing varsity.
Portly?
And, of course, that's when Bonin was on the team.
Brian Bonin, yeah. Hobie Baker winner, I mean, just absolute star.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was this chunky guy on defense. Was that the idea?
Yeah, so Adam is defense. They send him out on the ice, and it's a one-on-one. Brian against Adam. Oh, my God.
How'd that work out?
Not good.
Not good.
Brian, he just skated right around Adam. I mean, he just, he was a wonderful skater. And that was Adam's first and last experience with the JV.
Yeah.
But the good news was South St. Paul beat White Bear.
Oh! So,
and White Bear was number one of the state.
So Adam can say, in all sincerity, my one game playing varsity hockey, I beat a Hobie Baker winner and the best team in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty
he
good.
Can do that.
That's pretty. Now, he's told me many times, and I make fun of him often, how he would dress up in his football uniform and just play catch in the backyard by himself.
Oh, yeah.
Is this true?
That's absolutely true. He was very creative as a young kid. Well, he is still very creative.
Yes, that's true.
He had the whole Green Bay Packer outfit, the helmet and everything. And he took the picnic table benches, lined them up, and that's where the team was sitting. And he's out there running back and forth. Now, unbeknownst to him, of course, all the neighbors are looking out their windows watching him because he was so funny. Well, so then all of a sudden he grabs himself by the collar and kind of is like pulling at himself. And I thought, what the heck is he doing?
So
I go out there, I say, Adam, what's going on? And he said, oh, I just got kicked out of the game for swearing. And this is a kid, he's out there playing
That's
all
so
by himself.
Good. Well, first of all, You know I love him, right? I'm kidding this.
I know that.
I love him, so I'm only doing this because he's brought, I mean, the two of us have so much fun together. Well, we know how Bluey works now. I mean, so that doesn't surprise me that he didn't swear. Now, was it your mom that he called, Nana?
Yes.
Okay.
My mother and Adam were very close. Adam was the last of her grandchildren, the youngest. And my father died when I was pregnant with Adam. And so she sold her house right away, and she couldn't get into her apartment, so she lived with us. And she had to share the nursery with Adam. And so they've always been very close. And Adam, you know Adam's sense of humor. He just loved to shock. He loves to shock people.
Yes, he
does.
And
he especially loved to shock my mother.
Well, but okay, so that I love that dynamic. That is so great.
And he
speaks so kindly of her. But she also liked to shock him. Wasn't there like something where there was something on the roof or there was like something was done to scare Adam and wasn't Nana a part of that?
Oh, that I don't remember. I know the people, the Stalocks, lived across the street from us. You know, the goalie.
Alex Stalock, sure.
Alex, his family lived across the street. And his dad would dress up at Halloween as a devil and hang on their roof. But it would scare the bejeebies out of the kids when they come up for trick-or-treating.
You can't do that anymore, can you, Cheryl? I would love
Adam,
it.
Adam, my mother didn't drink. She was Norwegian. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But she told Adam if he graduated from college, she'd sit and have a beer with him. And he did. And she did.
Yes. No, there's some story. I think he's in a plane right now, or else I'd text him. There was like something... Where for sure Nana scared him. You know, and he was bragging about how much he loves her, and then he'd tell the story, and he was petrified about Nana scaring him. Okay, we got a couple food things that I like to ask a lot of people here, and then we're getting a lot of texts here. Keep the texts coming in. 651-461-9226. Ask Cheryl anything. We're gonna pause and get to a lot of your texts. Okay, where do you stand on mayonnaise, Cheryl?
Pardon me?
Where do you stand on mayonnaise? You like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, mayonnaise. Yep.
I grew up with Miracle Whip.
Ugh, get rid of it. Just throw it all out. Throw every bit of it out. You'll be happier. What about ketchup? Where do you stand on ketchup?
Ketchup, not bad.
No, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I mean, throw that out. That's deep dish pizza.
No.
Thank you.
Thin crust.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave, do you have any food questions?
I think we've covered the big three in the show, haven't we?
Yeah, the big three right there. Do you have a question for sure?
Dark chocolate or milk chocolate? That's always a good question.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Milk.
Oh.
Chocolate.
Jeez, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. What are you doing tonight? I may need to come over. We may need to chat.
We've got South St. Paul's playing football here tonight, as is the volleyball. They're in their conference playoffs. So.
Yeah.
When you mentioned earlier Adam playing football by himself in the backyard and the neighbors all watching, was that the adult neighbors or were the kids just watching too because they didn't want to come over?
Well, no, it was the neighbors. I mean, the neighbors still talk about it today, how, you know, they saw him out there playing football by himself all the time.
They wouldn't let their kids play with him because they knew he had a foul mouth.
Yeah, I mean, he was ejected himself for swearing. Yeah, I mean, if I was those neighbors, Cheryl, I would have kept my kids in the house also. I gotta be honest.
And then he'd play fireman, and he'd get Sarah's yellow rain slicker and a fireman's hat, and her yellow big boots, and he'd run around and put fires out.
Oh my God, this explains so much, Cheryl.
Yeah, that's his personality, isn't it?
Oh my, yes, it is. I mean, how much he plays dress up now is really none of my business, and I just don't want to know that. 47 past 12, Adam's mom, Cheryl, she's gold. She's with us right now. Send us a bunch of texts, 651-461-9226. All right, we have a few questions here about Adam, but I would encourage folks to ask questions directed at Cheryl also. And clearly we asked a lot of questions about Adam in the first segment, so I understand how we shaped some things there. But we want to talk more about Cheryl also. Let's get to some of these Adam questions, though. Adam's fabulous mom, Cheryl Carter, is here. What was Adam's favorite toy when he was a kid?
Microphone.
The microphone. He acts like he doesn't want to be in broadcasting, but he's a ham.
He loved the song. He would entertain us. At 2 years old, we had a fireplace, you know, that had a raised hearth, and he'd grab that microphone and start singing, "You Picked a Fine Time to Leave Me, Lucille," with the microphone on the raised hearth.
Oh, do you have that video somewhere?
I know. We didn't have any videos back then. We didn't have cell phones. We had none of that.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's 80.
That would have been great, though, because he was very entertaining.
Yeah. Well, he still is. How long was Adam in diapers, and was he in diapers when he still was working at WCCO Radio?
I think he'd been there only a year when he got rid of the diapers.
He got rid of the diapers.
Pretty good.
That's fair. Did Adam have a favorite coach growing up? Anybody that comes to mind?
A favorite what?
Coach.
Coach? Well, he had, I'm trying to think. That's really pressing my memory because
that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. Randy Bjorklund was his football coach who now lives across the street from me. Football was, I would say, Adam's favorite sport. And baseball. He was very good at both baseball.
Yeah, he was both good. We're kidding him about hockey, but he was a good athlete in those sports. Okay.
Yeah.
What is a typical day like for Cheryl Carter?
Well, it's nice to be retired.
Yes.
I can get up whenever I want. So I get up, you know, that probably a little bit before 9.
Sure.
But I stay up late. Oh. And I can do whatever I want. That's the beauty of it.
Well, I know you have a lot of friends because when Adam and I were together, we used to call you and you're out and about and doing things. When you and your friends are hanging out, where do you like to go? What do you like to do?
Well, at this age, we're all getting a little gimpy because, you know, well, I have two new knees now, so I can really, really hit the dirt fast now.
Okay, how did that work out? Most people I know go out to eat. Yeah, okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. I apologize. Did that work out well? Most people I knew who've had that like that they replace their knees.
Well, I put it off way too long, and I did. It worked out really super. I had a great doctor, and it was done at Stillwater Hospital, and they couldn't have been better. And the healing—I mean, it was painless. I was just so surprised that it was so painless. I mean, the next morning I hopped out of bed and I was doing steps and
really,
and they were teaching me how to get in and out of cars. It was very well. But the thing with when you're having that kind of surgery, knee surgery, hips, you got to be very compliant and do your exercises before the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And follow through with the exercises after surgery.
Okay, so. You mentioned, well, that's great. I mean, diligence and hard work, you clearly put that in because so many others have pain for a long time. So that's a credit to you. Okay, when you go out to eat, where do you like to go? What type of food do you like to have?
We go all over. We kind of like to go. It's terrible because we go so early. We go about 4. This is old people now. You go early because then you get a good table.
Yes.
And then you get home in time for the 6 o'clock news.
Hey, if it works for you, no. If it works for you, that's great.
Oh, But I certainly have watched a lot of sports in the last year, though.
Okay. Well, if you could pick one sport to watch or one team to watch, what would you watch?
I think probably the Vikings.
Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't fall under that family Packer spell?
Oh, gosh, no.
Thank you.
No, that's, you know, I was not a fan of Rodgers anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, so I stay away from the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, we have a minute left. You want to brag about your grandkids?
Yes, I have 5 wonderful grandkids and 2 bonus grandkids, and they're all great kids. They're finding their way, and of course, Adam's youngest is Signe, and her middle name is Lucille, and was named after my mother.
That's a beautiful.
My
touch.
Mother was Verna Lucille, and we've got Morgan graduating.
This year, right?
My other 3 grandchildren have all graduated. I've got 1 grandson that's at St. Paul College becoming a mechanic. So he's going to keep all of our cars in tune.
That's great to have in your family.
Yes,
I'm jealous.
That's the truth. So, and I've got a granddaughter. My oldest grandchild is a girl, and she's out in L.A. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fabulous. Cheryl,
yeah.
I always enjoy when we
chat.
Well,
I
mean
missed
that.
You, Chad. I thought maybe you had
knocked
me up as longer your friend.
No chance. Let's get what's-his-face, and let's all go out and have dinner sometime.
I'd love to do that.
That'd be great. Cheryl, have a fabulous day. Good luck with that 3:30 dinner.
Okay, thanks.
See
you. You have a good day, too.
Thank you. She is wonderful, and she's kind. Cheryl Carter with us. It is 12:58. Time for your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor. Would you like me to go to 50 now here? Is that the call?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that. Shaletta, off what happened last week in her Star Tribune column today, is saying we need cell phones in school. We've talked about that a lot before. For those rare instances, should we have cell phones? Should kids have cell phones? Let's jump back in. CBS and Susie, coming up next here on CCO.